B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hey, Bubblicious, what's up?
What the hell? Joffrey, I thought you moved away. I haven't heard from you in like a year. I thought, hey, hallelujah, he caught a hint. He's not welcome in this town anymore.
Well,
and not welcome to call this show.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Where you been?
Hello,
friend. Where you? Yeah, where you been?
I just spent a little me time finding myself.
And have we come to the conclusion, after finding yourself, who we really are, and that what you've been living for the last 20 years has been a lie?
No, I'm the same guy that I always was, but I had to know for certain.
And how does one,
Hello?
Like you, who lives a dual life, you know, with a beard, I mean a wife, and is Pomeranians, but really goes the other way, how do you go and find that out?
Well,
What do you do? You
have to explore your white yang, your yin and yang.
All right. Well, why are you calling me?
It's the one constant. Sometimes my yang is stronger than my yin.
It's yin and yang. It has nothing to do with wang, except for you. Maybe it does.
I'm not talking about panda bears, Dan, silly.
Listen, I just called
because I heard that a certain fella needed his beak wetted. And I'm here to do just that.
You're not wetting anybody's beak. I'm telling you that right now. That can mean many different things with you.
What's the matter, friend? Beak a little dry? Let me help.
No, I don't want your help. Is that why you called? Don't you know what the comment of getting your beak wet is?
By the time I'm done with you, fella, your beak will be so wet, it will be glistening in the sun.
Let me tell you something. Beak and wang have nothing to do with me or, well, I can't say for you. What do you want? It's nothing about getting your beak wet. That means something totally different, you sicko.
Well, what do you think it means, tough guy?
Jeez. Getting your beak wet, all right? That's just a little phrase used about making some money. You know, if somebody's got an enterprise going and you'd like a little piece of that enterprise, you get your, I hope I get my beak wet on that, meaning I get a little taste of that. You, on the other hand, I think it means something totally different. You're sick.
What do you think that I mean?
I don't know what you mean. But whatever it is that you mean, I don't want anything to do with it. It sounds so sick and pervy.
Listen, I don't know what goes on
Listen,
in your head.
I was in a good mood before you called in. Now I'm all bent out of shape because you ruined another day.
Now your head is all swollen and purple and you won't even listen.
Stop using adjectives in terms like that, swollen and purple. You know what? You stop it.
Okay, you got the big head.
Now, let's start. Well, you know what? Let's start from the beginning. Let's start anew on this.
Let's do that. Let's see if you can wrap your head around the fact that I want to wet your beak.
Hi, how are you going to wet my beak, Joffrey?
Well, as you know, I'm a single dad.
You're not a dad. I'm quite sure you're single because you broke up with your wife, beard, whatever. But
I didn't break up with her.
No, she broke up with you.
Because
she knew.
She had needs that I couldn't satisfy.
And is she with anybody now, by the way? You know that. You would know. Is she with anybody now?
what do you think? I'm some sort of creepy stalker.
Yep.
Live and let live. That's what I say.
I don't believe that for a second. All right, you're wetting my beak.
No, she found somebody rich, and they can provide her with the things that I couldn't.
All right. So what about beak wetting?
Okay, anywho. I am a single dad.
No, you're not. You have no children.
Lovely little babies.
They're dogs.
I'm a doggy daddy.
Okay, all right. Yes, I do know that.
I love my puppies.
Okay, yeah, I do.
I always say, let both puppies breathe. I recently had a scare. I thought that I was going to lose my babies.
Why?
And I initially thought it was because they were eating dollar weed.
You know, running out there on an unfertilized lawn, they're eating that dollar weed.
Yeah. And I found just the greatest, not to mention the best-looking veterinarian there is, Dr. Derek Weathers. And I said, Doc, you got to help me. I'm not in a place emotionally where I can lose these babies.
Right. Dollar weed.
And he says, relax. Let's take a look and see what's going on here. Lots of times, problems have simple solutions. And he dried my tears. And anywho.
Yeah.
We went down. He said,
go ahead.
I just want you to go down this list and just, you know, check my boxes.
So the vet gave you a list to check down some boxes, of the symptoms that your babies might have been at?
I need you to check every one of my boxes.
The box on the clip, but not hit. Go ahead.
And he says, I really need you to probe deep to get to the root. And so I did.
Uh-huh.
And he took one look at it, and he says, what are you feeding these puppies? And I said, I feed them nothing but the best, Dr. Derek Weathers. You flirt. I mean, what kind of guy did he think I was? But I said, I feed them nothing but the best, Dr. Derek Weathers. I feed them Sheba. And then Dr. Derek Weathers said, Mr. Joffrey, Sheba is cat food. I said, duh. I said, they prefer it.
It's not good. If he can't feed a dog cat food.
He solved the problem right there.
That's good. So what are you feeding them now?
This food that only he sells is twice as expensive as Sheba. And it requires me to go to his office every month to pick it up.
Okay, so why were you having this conversation? Are they fine?
Oh, yes, they're fine. But I was thinking, Dr. Derek Weathers is so charismatic that maybe you could have him on your show once a week.
No,
and he
once
can
a week?
Veterinary
no.
Advice. I mean, don't feed your dog cat food.
No.
Simple.
No. You were talking about wetting my beak.
Well, I figured, you know, if he wanted to come on for the exposure, he'd have to, you know.
That's wetting my beak? Have your veterinarian on once a week to tell him not to feed dogs cat food?
He's very insistent.
I don't care. Well, of course, he's because you'd kill your dog.
Well, that's not even why I called. It's just you've been bitching all day long about your beak problem.
My head's about to explode right now. Why did you call in the first place? I wish you'd just stay away.
I got dragged to see 50 Shades of Grey.
Wait, hold. You're not seeing anybody right now. Who'd you go with?
Dr. Derek Weathers. He forced me to go. I said, I don't want to go see that piece of crap.
Oh,
and he
baloney.
Said, you owe me. Your dogs would be dead if it wasn't for me. And I said, okay.
So Dr. Weathers took you to, who paid?
Dr. Derek Weathers.
He paid.
Yeah.
And so it was almost like a date.
He bought me a large soda, and we shared a popcorn. And he insisted on seeing it in IMAX with the glasses on and all that. And
is that in 3D? I don't think, with the IMAX glasses and all that. It's not in 3D.
Well, that would be an awfully big ruse to go to, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. So you went to the movies with your doctor veterinarian. He bought.
Yes.
Shared a popcorn.
And that's actually, you know, I got dragged there, but, you know, he's right about that woman's leg. You know, pick up a razor, honey.
What are you talking about? Your wife never shaved. I mean, I'm talking about armpits, legs.
Because she read a book on groin ecology and that hormones were released by rubbing the hair follicles, but it only worked if the hair was at least 3 inches long. The problem with the movie is that the man is too assertive. Everybody knows that the female is in charge with all those things. A dom male is just gross.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon. We'll be right back.
right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Let me check in with Haney. Haney, you there? Hello, Haney? The Stan and Haney Show. Okay. Now, what I'm told. Oh, here, let me see.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Haney.
Hello, Stan.
What the hell's going on?
On my end?
Nothing. Everything's fine on your end.
On my end, everything's hooked up, raring to go.
Uh-huh.
How about on your end?
Not so good. Not so good.
Okay. What am I going to do about it?
There's nothing anybody can do about it. And I don't know that the K-Rock audience, the Stan and Haney audience, want to hear all the gory details, but I'm saying it's not your fault, and it's not my fault. Are you smoking? Are you smoking?
Of course I am.
Okay.
I'm very nervous because I'm set up to do a show and I'm unable to.
I know. You see, the connection that we have had that has worked so well for four weeks, 5 weeks.
And if you remember, I did the show here one day, then you pulled your stunt and I had to go back in there for 2 weeks.
It wasn't a stunt.
But on the first day, that's beside the point, Stan, I'm talking. On the first day that I started doing it poolside, the most recent time, If you recall, Richard and I had to go back and forth a couple of times, and he goes, oh, I just needed to reset the Comrex here at the station. And he had me jumping through hoops and doing all the things here when the whole time it was the reboot was needed on his end.
Oh, it's far worse than that.
And it was
worse.
Going that way yesterday.
I can't. I honestly can't go on the air and tell everybody how a man came in here and virtually single-handedly unplugged every wire in the transmitter room under authorization, and then they forgot how to put the wires back together again. And everybody's saying, you better watch out. Everybody around here's broadcasting remotely. No, just keep pulling wires out. And so what happened is the chief engineer was here all night long, not to get K-Rock back up and running, another station that they deem more important. They were all night long trying to get that station up and running again. And so along about noon today, the chief engineer says, you know what? I've been going for about 19 hours straight. I'm going to go home and get some shut-eye, not realizing that K-Rock and a few other stations had to go back on, and they're trying to get a hold of him, but he's sleeping. There.
All
That's
right.
It in a nutshell. Somebody went and decided, like a phone operator, to unplug a bunch of wires and plugs, and they forgot how to put them back together right.
I don't want to cause any hurt feelings here, okay?
You never have.
But if he had done nothing at all, nobody would have noticed.
Correct.
Maybe the one person that was complaining about something would have noticed. But now what's happened, the whole town notices.
I know.
So when you're doing those mathematics in your head, no, never mind that. But you better not piss Richard off because he's got enough money. He can quit now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's been socking it away for 30 years. Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah. And he's got a lovely woman and she's got tons of money.
Yep.
And so this time when he gets pissed off and walks out, he doesn't have to come back.
So, but you know what? I don't feel too bad about this. I mean, you're Stan, here and you're on the phone. And
my point is, you got to kiss his ass.
I haven't said anything to him. I'm not yelling at him. I save that for other people. I'm not yelling at the chief engineer. I learned a long time ago, you yell at him, you get written up. Even if he's to blame, you're the one that gets in trouble.
And that's my point. You're the one with the track record. You've already been written up for it, so.
He went and was using foul language with me in the hallway, and I foul-languaged him back, and I got written up.
You did it like playground basketball. He legitimately fouled you, but then you broke his nose.
Yeah, I retaliated.
And there was blood all over the place. Yeah.
All right.
And it's always the second man in, Stan. Don't you remember anything?
Yeah, I know. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back on, until we can get
we'll talk exclusively about the NFL draft.
No, we don't. We'll have the grab bag, but when we come back on, phone me back, okay? Call me back on that cell phone quality that we're dealing with here. And
I told you I could try and boost the frequency here, but then I'll pixelate.
I don't want you pixelating. All right? Now call me back.
Remember, Stan, I'm in a capsule between the Earth and the Moon. You've got all the equipment down there. I'll do the best I can.
This is literally how it sounded in Mission Control when the astronauts were on the Moon. Haney's just a few miles away, and we're dealing with the same technology that when Buzz landed on the Moon.
I'm sorry, Stan. We had a little piece of debris go by the capsule, and
right.
Now performing nominally.
All right, I'm gonna hang up now and take a commercial break. Okay.
When should I call you back?
When you hear when you hear us come back on.
You know the terrible thing.
What's that?
And how times have changed. I could not find a portable radio, so I had to live stream it because I don't have batteries for any of the old radios.
If you're live streaming it, you're on a delay. Depending on the live stream, it can be anywhere from 20 seconds to like 3 minutes.
Yeah? What if I'm listening live? What's the delay on that?
There's a delay. Oh, if you're listening just on your radio, there's still, I think, a 15, 20-second delay for foul mouths. Rob has to hit that button a lot at night. He hits that button like crazy at night.
It sounds like I'll be chatting with Rob a lot today kill the time.
Yes. All right. Talk to you later.
Okay. Love you.
Love you. Bye. Then he did go. Yeah. We'll take a break. Grab bag is next. Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage.
What?
Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. My name is Stan. I'm here in the studio. On the phone is Mark Haney. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Stan.
Our remote equipment is, it's on the fritz. And we're working on it. Well, I can't say we're working on it, but hopefully it'll be fixed.
It's been sabotaged.
No joke. It has been sabotaged.
How do I sound, Stan?
You sound okay. You sound
better than normal because I've got it on the Wi-Fi. I hope I don't pixelate.
You're pixelating a little bit. But you were skipping around on the regular line too.
So all right.
It's all right. I mean, here we go. It is what it is.
You know, at the end of the day, Stan.
Yeah, this is the way it's going to be.
Now that you've been able to see a newspaper, do you have any thoughts on the NFL draft?
The Dolphins once again drafted a damaged goods player. And I got the shocking first pick by the Bengals in the grab bag. And other than that, it is what it is.
I will tell you, if they had picked anybody but Tua at five, I would have shut it off.
Well, they had to pick him, and they couldn't even try him out because he was injured. Rumor has it that he's recovered from that injury, and the Dolphins would have been foolish not to take him.
Absolutely. And how many drafts are there where there are really two guys that are close? Because as much as I love Burrow, Tua's no slouch. No. But after that, a huge drop off.
Yeah. So they had to take him. I would take the gamble on him, and they're going to take the gamble on him. And if he is in fact healthy, he's going to be an impact player for the Dolphins.
Did you see the second guy the Dolphins took?
Who did they take?
He's an offensive tackle from Southern Cal, and he's got the size and all that.
Yeah.
But he doesn't even turn 21 until next month.
All right. But how old do you have to be in the NFL?
I think it's that you got to be like a certain amount of years removed from high school.
All right. Something like that. Oh, by the way, coming up on the show today, hopefully, I got my fingers crossed. And the way today's going, who knows? In about 25 minutes, scheduled to appear on the show is our buddy Shannon Larkin from Godsmack. He's
just dropping by the old Cracker Barrel, is he?
He's quarantining like everybody else, but he's coming on today. By the way, it's his birthday today, too. So he's coming on. Godsmack has released an absolutely awesome video, and you can go and see it right now. They want to get the hashtags started for this thing. Hashtag Unforgettable 2020 and hashtag The Gift of Music 2020. They went to a middle school, got 400 middle school kids. Some were taught to play the drums. Some were taught to play guitar. Some were taught to play bass. Then they got the rest of the student body in the bleachers to go and sing. And they do an unbelievable video of Unforgettable. And it is getting a lot of attention. And it is just perfect for if you're locked in, you want to see some great entertainment and feel good. They just released it. And I watched it earlier. It's fantastic.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
So that's going to be coming up a little bit later on. We've got Jack Webb today talking to a young gang because Jack Webb knows he's a thief. Yeah, but in the episode, it's a gang called the Mod Squad. And they're a bunch of bad kids, and Jack Webb goes after the leader of the Mod Squad.
I wonder if that's where they got the name from.
Maybe. And also, local beat, more information on the woman that barricaded herself in Cape Coral. You asked if there was any more info yesterday. I got more info on her today. And a nosy neighbor that tells all.
See, I'm always interested in the why, and that's the last thing you ever find out.
Well, I've got an update for you, but let's do the grab bag right now, brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples. They are open for business, carry out of all of their great food. Check their menu for details Tuesday through Sunday at the Pewter Mug. I've got no background music for the grab bag, so we're gonna do it live. We're gonna do it cold, and just like you were talking about to start the show, Haney, the world was tuned in to the NFL draft, waiting with anticipation.
Hold on, what? The world minus Stan.
Yep. Waiting with anticipation of who would be the first pick in the 2020 NFL draft.
With the first pick in the 2020 draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Joe Burrow, quarterback, LSU.
Oh, shocker. Shocker, everybody. Shocker, Joe Burrow.
Well, historically, it's a shocker. A year ago, they were thinking he was a sixth-round pick.
Well, guess what? They knew he was going to be picked first. The Bengals picked him. And then you said the Dolphins took Tua from Alabama. Are you able – let me ask you this, Haney. You're able to hear the grab bag as I'm playing it, right?
Yeah, I can't hear it well, but I can understand it.
All right. Here, take a listen to this. We got to have – in our situation, we got to have happy sounds. And I've got one for you. Here is a happy sound while in quarantine. A goat, a real live goat, that sounds like Jerry Lewis. There you go.
And now it's time for Happy Sounds While You're in Quarantine. Here's a goat imitating Jerry Lewis. Keep it here for more Happy Sounds While You're in Quarantine.
That really tickles you, doesn't
it? Yeah, it did. It tickled me really good.
You know what? I think it's that French blood. You just love Jerry Lewis.
That's it. It's the French blood. Oh, hold it. I'm getting a report that we have to go to a news conference to clarify everything about the coronavirus. They said a lot of people are confused about this. So let's go to the press conference where they will clarify everything that you need to know.
You must not leave the house for any reason, unless, of course, you have a reason, and then you may leave the house. All stores are closed except those that are open. And all stores must close unless, of course, they need to stay open. This virus is deadly, but don't be afraid of it. It can only kill people who are vulnerable and also those who are not vulnerable. We should stay locked down until the virus stops infecting people. And it will only stop infecting people if enough of us get infected that we build immunity. So it is very important that we get infected and also do not get infected. I hope this cleared up any questions about what we should and should not be doing during this time. Please educate your friends and family with this information so we can remove any and all confusion surrounding this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Again.
Yeah, simple.
Yeah, all makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's true, Stan. You know, some people have this virus and they don't even know it.
Other people know it and they think they have the virus, but they don't.
Yes, and then others get seriously ill and die.
Yeah.
So what's left to understand?
Well, the only other thing left to understand is inject yourself with disinfectant.
Just makes good common sense. You know, I'm not a doctor, but I know bleach kills stuff.
Oh, God.
And if you're in the sunshine,
yeah,
you're fine.
Yeah. But we urge you to stay indoors.
Yeah, but I'm not a doctor.
This is stupid. A guy had to rescue a woman who got her arm stuck in a clothing donation bin. He was going on by and he heard her screaming, came over to help, and he stayed with her until the EMTs arrived. But she, you know, right there, arm stuck in the clothing bin, heard her screaming. Once again, a man comes to her rescue.
What's going on? Your arm is stuck?
Yes. You gotta wrap me around your body and lift the door. Please help me. Oh.
I got somebody coming, okay? What's going on? Can you can't feel your arm right now?
No, I've been stuck there for like 45 minutes.
I know. I heard you screaming, but I didn't know where the screaming was coming from. So we got medical help coming, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
Okay.
That's good. A hero, if you will, Haney.
Oh, yeah, and she's a hero as well, because even though she can no longer feel her own limbs, she remembers common courtesy.
Yep. Oh, thank you. She was at 45 minutes. Here's something, Haney, and it's an amazing thing. You know, we talk about space travel and all that, but one of the most important things in the history of our space program
was the discovery of faster-than-light travel.
Well, that's true. But it was 30 years ago today that, over at Cape Canaveral, that Hubble was launched.
We are go for main engine start, T-minus 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff of the Space Shuttle Discovery with the Hubble Space Telescope, our window on the universe.
And they saw things with the Hubble telescope that no man had ever seen. And
that we will never see.
Yeah. And the cool thing about it is NASA has a link that you can go to. And you can put in your birthday or a family member's birthday, and you can see the picture that Hubble took on that very day?
Well, to this day, probably once or twice a year, I still bring up a high-res image of that famous Hubble deep field photo. And it is just amazing because you can zoom in and zoom in and zoom in and it never ends.
And a very famous astronaut, Story Musgrave, who's been on this show a few times.
One of the greats.
Was the guy that actually, because when they first let Hubble go, its mirrors were off and it wasn't getting a clear picture. And Story Musgrave knew everything there was to know about the Hubble Space Telescope. Sent him up there, he fixed it, and the thing's been going strong for 30 years.
Yeah. Now, to put that in perspective, if you've ever tried to put together a computer desk, imagine doing that in space with all the screws floating around you.
Oh, yeah.
And you're trying to read the technical manual.
Oh, yeah.
Tab A and Jesus, I can't do anything with these gloves.
I got a little sample of it. If we want to later, we can play the whole song because I've got that too. But for the first time in 8 years, the Rolling Stones have actually released new music. And I say released new music. This song, and it's called Ghost Town, was something that they had done years ago. It had been just sitting around, and while they were all separating with the coronavirus, I guess Mick Jagger and Keith Richards rewrote some of the lyric to make it more contemporary today, and they re-recorded it, and it was just released, brand new, Rolling Stones. Here's a sample.
Feel like a ghost.
A little sample of brand new Rolling Stones, Ghost Town. You'll like this, Haney. Of course, social distancing. The members of Blue Oyster Cult got together.
Yes.
They were supposed to be on tour right now. They're not, obviously. And they wanted to do something for their fans. And so with doing their distancing, they all got together to do their classic Godzilla. They did it remotely, and here's how it turned out. Blue Oyster Cult.
He picks up a bus, send it through the back down, as he brings to the building from the center of town.
They sound good.
Hey, of course they do.
Nice job by them. Grab bag.
I still can't believe that I got to hang out with Buck Dharma.
Oh yeah, he's in the video clip, and he walked all around the radio station here. And Pewter Mug North bringing us the grab bag today. We're gonna take a break. When we come back. And we'll see what happens.
Hey, by the way,
yeah.
Put me on hold. I need to talk to Rob.
All right. Shannon Larkin is supposed to be joining us in just a few minutes. Shannon Larkin, drummer of Godsmack, our buddy. And we'll be talking to him, hopefully, when we come back. Again, the grab bag was brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
Baby. Sizzling after Hizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip, but on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Well, hey there, everybody. Stan and Haney, Friday edition to the Stan and Haney Show. At any time, I'm hoping. Okay, that's... I got to explain what just happened, if we're still on the air. And I think, wow, and I think we were. I'm a little startled. A lightning bolt just came into the studio and landed right by my hand. I felt the warmth. That just scared the bejesus out of me. Oh my! And it went off like a camera flash, much like when Haney got hit in the head with a bolt. Haney.
Yeah. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what happened?
Lightning bolt just came through the window of the studio, landed about a half inch from my hand. It went off like a camera flash, kind of like when it went through your headphones.
I'm sorry, I wasn't there to deflect it for you, buddy.
I'm telling you, it lit up like a flash bulb in here, right by my hand.
Well, you know I draw it, so I apologize.
Oh, that. Because we got a thunder boomer getting ready to pass right over us. And the skies are dark and a bolt. I saw it with, I was looking over at the monitors. My hand was right by the keyboard. And as I was looking at the computer screens, came right through the window. You could see it. And it flashed right next to my hand.
Well, you'll be all right. It would have gone straight to my head if I'd been there.
We got a few of the other people in here. Matt Mangus has come into the studio, and Matt,
are you okay?
I am telling you, it scared the hell out of me.
Well, there is rain and lightning in the area.
Look, my hand was right here by the keyboard.
Uh huh.
It came right through here and it lit up like a camera flash right by my hand, and I could feel the warmth.
Yeah. What the hell's going on around here?
I don't
here?
Know what's going on around here. It's a very squirrely day. Rob, you saw me jumping. You were looking around like, what the hell was going on?
Yeah, it was very bright. It lit up the whole studio.
Do you need
it
CPR?
No, I'm okay, I think.
We do have a first aid kit.
Like, what's that going to do?
Well, I don't know. Did you burn your fingers or anything?
No, it didn't burn.
But you said you felt warm.
I felt the heat from the bolt.
It's harmless. How many times have I been hit?
Well, I know you were hit through the head once in this room.
That's true. Yeah, I've heard that story before.
Yes. I'm telling you, this is strange around here.
A little spooky today.
Yeah, it is.
A little spooky.
Any word on our friend Shannon?
No, he hasn't called. I'll go yell at somebody.
That's all right.
Any word on our friend Richard?
Yeah, no. Well, yeah, there is no word on him.
Stan, this should make you very happy.
What?
The reason I had you put me on hold is I gave Rob access to my library.
Yes, you did.
So from here on out, everything should be fine.
All right. Except you're on the phone, which, you know, it's better than nothing. But
I mean, I can go play video games.
No, I don't want you doing that. I'm sorry. Right now, I'm just a touch rattled.
Why?
Because I got a lightning bolt came in. I won't say technically that I was hit. I just felt that it was warm.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal.
Not that big of a deal. I do have our Jack Webb lecture of the day. This is
who's the hammer coming down on today, Stan?
This is a beauty. This was an episode where Jack Webb, a.k.a. Sergeant Joe Friday, had to deal with youth gangs and how they are going to get into big trouble if they keep going down the road they're going. So he busted into the den of a gang called the Mod Squad.
Oh, boy.
And he wanted to talk to the leader to give him a little lecture that he is nothing more than a thief. Here is Jack Webb's lecture of the day
to a 16-year-old gang leader in the mod squad.
Pardon me, Mr. Policeman. Fuzz, sir, may I ask a question?
Audie Fulton, isn't it?
The one and only.
They tell me you're the top man here, is that so?
Some say that.
You're the one that makes up the rules, decides who's in, who's out, how much you have to steal for the privilege of joining?
No, man, we're Democrats. This is America, we put it to a vote.
And they elected you.
Sure. I got dominant genes, man. I'm a natural-born leader.
You're also a natural-born thief.
And that's for you to prove, baby. That's your bag, not mine.
Don't push your luck, boy. It just might happen. And if we do, that grin will leave your face in a big hurry, fella. Don't think you've come up with a new wrinkle here. There's nothing new about being a thief. The state prison's full of them. Let me tell you about one of them. First time I met him, he was 16, just about your age. His name was Jim. He went to school in North Hollywood. We picked him up for shoplifting. We talked to his parents, seemed like a nice family, so we let him go. A couple of months later, we picked him up again. He was at the wheel of a stolen car. This time he went to court. They put him on probation. Looked like he was going to straighten up. He didn't. A couple of weeks later, the owner of a liquor store picked him out of a show-up. He'd held up the store with a .22 rifle his father had given him for his birthday. I didn't see much of him after that. That was 8 years ago. But I know he put in 2 years with the California Youth Authority. He got out and went home. His buddies from high school were all in the Army, married or thinking about getting married. And they didn't want to have much to do with him. Honest people don't like to be around thieves. No, the only people who'd associate with him were other thieves. And when thieves get together, they only got one thing in mind, to steal something from somebody. They tried their hand at holding up a supermarket. They didn't make it. But they did manage to kill the manager. Jim's up at San Quentin now. He's 25. He spent one-third of his life in jail. It's doubtful he'll reach his 26th birthday. His lawyers are trying to get the sentence commuted to life, but right now he's scheduled for the gas chamber on September 8th. 10 years ago, I told him what I'm telling you. When you live in a society, you either live by the rules or by democratic process, you change them. You don't break them.
Okay, you can turn your radio off over there.
They tried their hand at holding up a supermarket.
Hey,
I
probably should mention.
Yeah.
You're going to have to hit those buttons that send things down the line because I can't hear anything. It's fine, though.
What?
Nothing much gets to me anymore.
Yeah. So you can't hear that over the phone?
Nope. You said, and here's Jack Webb. And then there was silence. I thought, I really want to hear that.
Yeah.
Let me turn on the online.
Yeah, you should have been able to hear it just fine.
There was nothing but silence. And occasionally you would grunt or guffaw.
Sorry.
So while everybody else was hearing Jack Webb, here's what I was hearing. Oh, jeez.
Okay. All right.
Okay. But everything should be fine the rest of the day.
That's what you're telling me. Let's see if we can do the local beat. Let's see if we have Rob. Can we have the local beat music? See if you can hear this. Can you hear
that? There we go. That's it.
Then how come you couldn't hear the other thing?
Is it on a different channel?
Yeah, but it's still being fed through to you.
Well, God only knows what wires were unplugged last night.
Oh, maybe I have to try that one. Hold on. Well, I don't want to do that because... Never mind.
It's too late.
I know it's too late.
You know, God forbid you get Shannon Larkin on. I'd like to hear his end of the conversation.
Well, he'll hear it. As long as I don't cut either one of you off. Maybe he's trying to call in on the line you're on, although I'm told he wasn't. And then I got to make sure both of you are on lockdown so I don't hang up on either one of you when I go to them.
Everything's great.
Yeah, everything's just fine. Local beat.
It's a great day.
Okay, here we go. Local. I found information about... the woman, we at first didn't know who it was. We thought it was a man. Haney tried to talk him out. And then we found afterwards it was a woman in a Cape Coral neighborhood.
Evidently, yeah, I've been dying to hear what this was about.
Evidently, a gun was discharged in the neighborhood, I guess right across the street from, what was it, Rob? Cape Elementary?
The elementary school, yeah.
Yeah, and so they had the whole place on lockdown. They had to bring in the SWAT team. And we the only thing we knew is that a woman was barricaded and she was taken away to get the help she needs. Now we know more. And a lot of the information, thanks to who I would call a Miss Gladys Kravitz.
Mm-hmm.
But here, this is from NBC2. SWAT in Cape Coral neighborhood after woman shot at neighbor's home. Dateline Cape Coral. Now we got some answers. Police arrested 51-year-old Patricia McConville after being accused of shooting a gun at her neighbor's home. McConville refused to come out of her home on Southeast 45th Street, causing a SWAT team and police officers to shut down the neighborhood. Neighbor Vicky McCusick, a.k.a. Gladys Kravitz, saw the tense scene unfold on Wednesday. Quote, "I was really happy that they got her out alive. I feel bad for her. I feel even worse for my neighbor," said McCusick. McCusick said, she had problems with McConville, and they had been happening a long time, so it was a neighbor dispute. McCusick went on to say, "She's been harassing my neighbor for over a year, probably. So it just came to a head, and she just snapped." A Cape Coral police report from Monday, not Wednesday, but Monday, said McConville also threw a brick through a window at home that she shot at on Wednesday.
What is this feud about?
I don't know. Luckily, the shot did not hit anyone, and police eventually took McConville into custody. She was arrested for battery on a law enforcement officer and criminal mischief for the brick incident. Emergency crews took her to Cape Coral Hospital for the medical attention she needed. Once police cleared McConville's home, they found a black handgun in her back lanai. McCusick also had a chime in about that. "I really don't think she should be allowed back into the neighborhood."
I wonder if she could hit the broadside of a barn.
now with a small handgun. Oh, Haney, I just got word from Rob. Shannon's on line one here. Hold on. Let me lock you in. Rob, will you shut that music off for me? Because I think Shannon Larkin is on the phone from Godsmack. Shannon.
Hey.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Hi. I'm good, man. I'm good.
Yeah, we were heard you were going to call in. Let me just start right out of the box. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you, brother.
And we really appreciate you coming on today. Being that we're social distancing as well, Haney, my partner, is on the phone with us, and he can hear you as well. He's at home right now calling in.
I can hear him better, man. If you can boost him a little bit, Stan.
I got him. Both of you guys are on the same pot, and you're pegged.
All right. Hey, Shannon, happy birthday, my man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it, man. I'm sorry I called in late. I got in a garden accident.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, so I go to Home Depot today. I got masks, gloves, the whole nine. Go out there and rent an auger. And I have a koi pond out back, and I did a turtle pond too, because the turtles, you know, some turtles will try and eat the koi fish, blah, blah, blah. I did this with my bare hands, guys. I'd never done anything. Like, for instance, drove a backhoe. You know, I've never done anything like that before.
I got you.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I'm crazy. So today, my turtles, which, by the way, certain, you know, pretty turtles, they're like in between $300 and $400 each, these turtles, right?
Oh, so, they are. They can get expensive.
Right. And so, you know, I lost like, I'd say four or five of them in the last, you know, couple months. And so I get it into my mind, I'm going to build a fence around this turtle pond, and I'm going to do it in bamboo. And so, you know, so we get the hurricanes around here and all this jazz. So, you know, I said, you know, I'm going to have to make it deep. They have these 4 foot bamboo, six foot long by 4 foot high bamboo fencing you can buy over at Home Depot. And so I said, you know, I'll trench down 2 feet and then put do concrete and everything to make this thing really, really nice and make it really professional and all that myself. So I get the auger today. I go out there. By the way, I'm 100 pounds roughly, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're a skinny guy.
Soaking wet.
Handling an auger.
Now, the auger only weighs like 30 pounds, guys. So, but, you know, I never claimed to be Samson or anything. So, a little biblical reference there. So I fired the thing up, man, and, it, you know, it starts raining. So now I am literally 100 pounds soaking wet. And the thing, man, I must have hit a rock or
That's
something.
That's what happens, man. You hit a rock with one of those things, he'll kick back on you.
He kicked back. I held on for dear life, and it threw me over. Like I already built this little chicken wire fence with wood that I built myself to try and keep these turtles in. It, look, I named one of them Houdini. These guys are escape artists, right? And that's all their life is. They just need to find a bigger pond, so they try and get out all the time. So anyway, so this auger throws me over this little foot-and-a-half fence. My arm's bleeding. I got a Charlie horse. I sprained my wrist. I'm like, oh, my God, it's my birthday. This is just starting off awesome.
Oh, my God. Look, at Shannon, the thing is, you get hurt with an auger. You're trying to do the right thing for your turtles and at least save a few bucks before another one goes away. And it's your birthday. I mean, what are you going to do? It's your birthday. You're social distancing. You got you're trapped, and now you're bleeding. Do you need me to call somebody?
No, man. I came in, you know. I have people around me, my girlfriend, and I have my buddy that's going to come over now. I was like, look, man, I need this trench dug, but I'm only, you know, I can't handle the auger. He's like, dude, wait till it stops raining. I'm like, look, I'm old and weak, but I have money. I'll give you $200.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was going to say, is don't these turtles realize that it's in their best interest to remain under the care of a rock star?
Right? I mean, they get strawberries, the best lettuce that money can
buy.
Yeah,
it's like they don't know what the life they have.
I know. And, you know, incidentally, in real life, like these dudes, I go online. I'm like, why would they try? And well, they're instinctually drawn to bigger water. You can look it up. It's true. So right next door, my neighbor, well, you know, probably half a mile away, but he has a big 1 acre pond. And I actually last week went over there and said, hey, man, can I hang around your pond just to see if I can spot any of my turtles? He's, of course. And I saw there was one of my turtles, which leads me to another. You got a minute? This is a funny story, too.
Go ahead.
So I get the net. I got pond shoes. His pond, this is, like I said, it's a big-ass acre pond. It is a pond. So it's a real pond. It has muck, a foot of muck. So I got my pond shoes on. I got my net. I waited about 45 minutes, spotted him again. Now I've seen three different ones that have escaped. That's when I went online, what the hell, and I figured it out. Okay, yeah, they're going for bigger water, the greener grass right over there. And so I get in this pond. I'm starting to wade in. He doesn't see me yet. And so I'm creeping up. I'm like a foot and a half behind it now. I'm creeping in. He sees me and takes off towards the middle of the pond. I take one giant lunging step into nothing and land, my foot lands on nothing.
Now I'm
swimming. Dude, I'm swimming now.
Oh,
and
shit.
By the way, this old deaf drummer, right? So I got about $5,000 worth of hearing aids so I can hear in my head. Right? These things can't get wet. So now I'm panicking, man. I'm treading water. And there it is. I can't even touch bottom. Dan and Haney, I tell you, I swam out of that pond. I lost a shoe, and I lost my net.
That is so dangerous, Shannon. That's and the fact of the matter is, and you know this too, once you get one of those turtles in the water, They're fast. They'll go where they want to go. Oh, man, I'm so sorry. You've been through hell.
Hey. It's so funny, man. Listen, I love this. I love this. I've loved this lockdown thing, man. It's made me just do all kind of stuff around the house that I would have. I mean, I've been on tour for a year and a half before this crap happened. You know?
Well, it was just like about 6 months ago you were in the studio here with us.
Yeah,
you and the whole band. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So,
and then you went everywhere.
We went everywhere. We started actually thinking about this because, you know, what happened, us like everybody else, when they shut it down, man, like we were supposed to be touring all the way March, April, May, June, July, August, through the summer. And you know, all that got canceled. All these festivals, cool festivals with Metallica, all that kind of stuff. Everything got canceled for us, right? And so all the other bands, like our management's like, look, you know, we have to get tour buses for the fall now because these things are all going to be gone. Everybody and their brother is holding on to the records, or if they have records out, they're all going to tour in the fall. And that's what we were going to do. But then we were like, you know, we've supported this record for a year and a half on the road since we mm-hmm. started in 2018 in September, and we went all the way to Christmas, this Christmas. So, and you know, with literally no longer than a 3 week break at one time in between tours, you know. So it was a constant thing. And long story short, we decided, you know, F it. We're not going to do it. We're just going to go in studio writing mode. And so instead of going out and trying to continue to support this record, the good / bad part is we just got another single, our fourth single after three number ones, dude.
I'm going to tell you this, Shannon. The album, first of all, in touring with it, it's been fantastic. Now, I want you, because we have just a few minutes left with you, and I can't tell you how joyful and spectacular the unforgettable video is that you did with the middle school students.
Oh, thank
you've
you, man.
Got to you tell give us a little synopsis. I guess you went to a middle school and got 400 kids, giving them drum lessons, and then the other guys giving them guitar and bass, and then you had them all in the bleachers singing. That was so good.
And we showed up, man, and it was just crazy because, you know, you're going into school, and oh my God, I haven't stepped into a middle school since I went to one.
Yeah, voluntarily.
Yeah, man. And I've walked on stage in front of 100,000 people, and I swear to you, I'm not a nervous dude. You know, I'm pretty chill. And man, I was nervous walking into a room full of 400 kids.
and for those of you that haven't seen the video, you got to go and check it, and also use the hashtags Unforgettable 2020 and hashtag The Gift of Music 2020. And I just got to tell you, Shannon, you went in and you started giving the kids drum lessons, showing them also how to do it and a little flair with it. And then after the conclusion of the video, was there 50 drummers and 50 guitars and then everybody in the arena singing? It gives you a little chills.
Yeah, it was super real too. It was like these kids, man. Yeah, they were. We all the kids in that whole school, the ones that we have, were all the ones that love music. And of course, like when I went in to teach, like I walked into a room and all the 30 kids that I had that day to teach the song to were all, you know, wannabe drummer kids. All these kids, and then Robbie, same thing. He went into a room and there was, you know, 20 bass players.
Yeah,
you know, and then. So basically, the ones that we featured in the video were the ones that were the best and knew the song and could play, you know, along with it.
And to see everybody, every one of those kids in sync doing it, it was done so well.
That was amazing. It really was.
And the greatest thing is that's something they will never, ever forget.
How about that?
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine a rock and roll band like Godsmack coming into your middle school and you're getting drum lessons, guitar lessons, bass guitar lessons, and you all get to sing in the arena at the end and be a part of a video? They'll never forget it.
I mean, really. I mean, I've raised loving music. I've worshipped if Iron Maiden would have come to my school or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's Nico McBrain giving me a drum. Whatever, man. I was so proud. And I'll tell you what, again, it's just like the Scars Foundation. I feel like, man, you know, we're at that brilliant part of a career in music where we're all, and, you know, I just turned 53 today. You know, we all love each other. There's not about money anymore. We're good there. You know what I mean? And everything is just good. Now we can give things back, man. And this, like I told y'all, I think with this, when we talked about the Scars thing, it felt like, God, we're just getting like good karma back now.
Yep.
You know, for all the crap that we may have done to, you know, women in the 80s. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
Now
well,
we're getting
this is,
back.
This is what you worked for, man, so you can enjoy it.
Yeah, you know, I'm so lucky, man. I feel so good. You know, this pandemic, you know, I really think it's going to be good for this nation and probably for the world. If I'm at all, which I might not be, like anybody else out there, you know, I'm learning a lot about myself and about love, life, and the universe. And I've had so much time on my hand to just catch up on reading and, man, even my body, yeah, just everything. Everything is just
yeah. And I've heard that a lot, Shannon. Is that with the pace of life that a lot of people, this is the first time they've been able to slow down in their adult lives and just think about where they are.
That's nice. You know, that's nice.
Yeah.
And so,
Shannon, you know, I want to wish you a happy birthday. And thank you so much for spending your time with us. You know, it would have been great to just take the 10-mile drive down into Estero and hang out with us. But we got to do this thing. We got to do it right. And you're an inspiration for everybody, even though you hurt yourself with the auger. Everything is good. And again, Haney and I want to wish you a happy birthday. And thank you so much for coming on and spending a little time with us. And I urge everybody to go see that unforgettable 2020 video with the kids in the middle school. It'll make the hair stand up on the back of your neck.
No, thanks, man. Thank you both, and y'all stay safe.
Thank you,
keep
Shannon.
Keep it up. Love your show. Always have. Keep it up, bud.
Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, talk soon.
Bye, bye. There he goes, Haney. Our buddy Shannon Larkin from Godsmack.
What a great guy.
He is. We've known him for a long time. He's been one of the most giving guys around, and always available to us. And it was a pleasure to talk to him. And I hope he's okay. He nearly drowned in a pond. He nearly hurt himself bad with an auger. And it's his birthday. And he's social distancing. So, but all in all, that was great.
But I'll tell you something about Shannon Larkin. He's been around for a while in our area, and especially among local musicians. I can't think of anybody that's got a bad thing to say about him, and it seems like everybody's got a Shannon Larkin story, and they're all good.
Yep. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're running a little late here. You're about 26 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. We'll be right back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
This is the perfect family scene when Mom, Dad, and Junior all want to hear the same radio program.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Yeah, isn't that great? Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mark Haney today via the phone. We've had major malfunctions here. They're in the process of getting it all fixed. But Haney is with us via the phone. Hi, Haney.
Are they in process?
There's things I say on the radio to make it sound like, you know, there's four or five guys working on it.
Yeah. Is there, all I'm wondering is anybody working on it?
don't do it. Don't do that to me. Couple of things I want to
do. So you were just being polite.
I was being polite. A couple of things I want to do.
Not like I should try and do anything on my end.
No, you're fine on your end. Two things I want to do because we got a short break here at 4 o'clock, by the way. A 4 o'clock safe word could get you $500. First thing I want to do.
By the way.
Yes.
I watched that video.
Isn't it great?
You're absolutely right. That is magic.
Yeah, it's with all of those elementary or middle school kids, 400 of them. It was great. Two things, and one, you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
I doubt that.
Yeah, well, I think you're going to be. The first thing I want to do, we got the mailbag coming up after the 4 o'clock fluffer in just a little while. But there was one email that we got, Haney, that I think explains, and the person, his name is Bill from Philly and North Naples, wrote a wonderful email, not necessarily to us, but to all of the people listening in Southwest Florida through these times. And there are people that have it worse than you. And I want to read his email, and then I got a little bit of a surprise for you, and I'll let you actually, you should hear it through the phone, but I'll actually bring the disconnect you. Listen to it on the radio, and you're going to love it.
So it's a radio surprise?
Yeah, it's a radio surprise, but I was thinking of you when I saw it, and it has a connection to the show.
Okay. So,
all right, let me read the email first. This is from Bill. This is great. Ahoy, guys. I try and keep a positive attitude, especially given the current circumstances. My two angel daughters are home from college, and the following is absolutely true. My day started by discovering both the milk carton and the OJ carton in the refrigerator were completely empty. The trash cans were still in the garage. They were not taken out to the street. Don't worry, Dad. We'll take them out later, they said. No big deal. We're in this together. I stopped at the cardiologist office for a pacemaker check and was told my battery will give out in less than 30 days, which is usually not a problem, but they can't get into an operating room until the end of June. I was told the doctor will call you later. No big deal. We're all in this together. I sold some stock on Monday and stopped by the bank to get cash to take to another bank to pay my mortgage. The man on the video screen at the drive-thru told me the money was in the account, but I can't take any of it out because something is pending. And it will take at least a day or two to research. But he thanked me for my business. No big deal. We're all in this together. And I drove home. My backyard backs up to a golf course, and I get a ball or two a week in my yard. I ordered takeout for my crew. Somehow, a golf ball went over the roof of my house and hit my car windshield. No big deal. We're all in this together. Well, I drove to the restaurant looking through the cracks in the windshield, and sure enough, the order was totally screwed up. I was really starting to feel we're not in this together. I stopped at a light on the way home and saw someone in a SUV bought a nice big 65-inch TV. And the third person was almost hanging out the back of the hatch in order to make room for that 65-inch TV. Finally, someone else was having a crappy day, just like me. Maybe we are all in this all together. After all, keep up the good work. Signed, Bill from Philly and North Naples.
We're all in this together.
Yeah.
We care about you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are not alone.
I got a little surprise, and I listened to this, and first of all, I'm amazed the guy's still doing it, and second of all, who he has with him makes all the difference. About 15 years ago, Haney and I had the privilege to talk to Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and King of Doo-Wop, the legendary Dion.
Yeah.
From Dion and the Belmonts.
Mm-hmm.
What made Dion so good versus all the other stars of the late 50s and early 60s was he wrote his own music. He wasn't just somebody that was handed some music, told to sing it, and was a teen idol. He actually wrote and composed and really loved music.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still at it. He has a brand new album out, and they just released the first song. It's called, and when we spoke with him, he loves all that doo-wop stuff, but his true heart is in the blues. And this new song that he that just came out today, it's called Blues Coming On, and it's the legendary Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Dion with Joe Bonamassa.
Nice.
And it is absolutely fantastic. Haney, I'm going to go and hang up the phone on you now because I don't want you to hear this through the phone system. I want you to go and crank up your stereo and listen to this phenomenal song by Dion and Joe Bonamassa.
You got it.
All right, I'll talk to you in a little bit. Let me get it switched up here. This thing rocks, and it is by one of the legendary people in rock and roll music. The Blues Coming On, Dion and Joe Bonamassa.
I'm at the station. You took a train. Standing waiting in the rain, baby. Something wrong. Well, if I didn't know that I for a fool. Take what you want. Don't treat me cruel, little girl. Something's wrong. Well, if I didn't know that I'd feel the blues coming on. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Blues coming on. Yeah.
That's brand new. That's Dion, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Dion, and Joe Bonamassa, Blues Coming On. It's brand new. It's awesome. All right, here's the deal. I want you to stick by your radio because we're just moments away, seconds away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Chance for you to hit the money shot and have a chance at $500 in cash. I'm going to give you the word at 4 o'clock. When you hear it, enter it at 96krock.com on the K-Rock app or text the safe word to 45911. Once I give the word for the first time, you'll have about 15 minutes to get the word in to be eligible. They'll call you back if it's you. And just by entering on the website or mobile app, you're in the running for the grand prize of $10,000. You're seconds away from the 4 o'clock safe word. We're Stan and Haney.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group, Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Despite all the technical difficulties today, greatly appreciated. You still have about 3 minutes to get the 4 o'clock safe word in. If you didn't hear it at the top of the hour, 3 minutes to do it. The safe word for 4 o'clock is travel, T-R-A-V-E-L, travel. Enter that word at 96krock.com on the K-Rock app or text the safe word to 45911. Again, you've got now under 3 minutes to get the safe word in to be eligible for the $500. If you miss it, you're going to have to wait until 6 o'clock. Rob's show will have another safe word for you. Technical difficulties today. Mark Haney via the phone this afternoon, poolside, as we social distance. And how you doing, Haney? What did you think of that Dion and Bonamassa song?
That was a very pleasant surprise.
Wasn't it? I mean, that was so good. And I didn't know that Dion was still making music. And you get a guy like Joe Bonamassa to play a little guitar for you, you got yourself. Because blues, Dion said to us when he was on with us,
"Well,
at heart, I'm a blues guy."
Yeah. And when he was on with us, he was promoting. He had done a blues album, and it was really good.
Yeah.
His songwriting is really good.
And so, yeah, that's available. It came out and just today.
Bonamassa on that's some of the cleanest slide work I've ever heard.
So, yeah, if you're looking for it, it's Dion with Joe Bonamassa. The song is called Blues Coming On. So there you go. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. We'll have news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. So let's get things started. All right, taking a look at the board, and I have a gut feeling with everything that's going on today, we're not going to see too much on the board. No traffic report to mention this half hour. We'll take another look in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark. You all right? Mark Haney.
I'm fine. I don't have a cough switch on the phone.
Mark Haney and the news. What can you expect? Well, Mark Haney's got today's headlines. Can you hear that?
I sure can.
Okay,
thank
good.
You.
Yep.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
Okay.
We'll also have This Week in Science.
It's okay, Rob. It's all right. Don't worry about it.
What's he worried about?
He wants that science. Science!
It's fine.
Yeah, it's okay. And you didn't have it switched on anyways. I saw it playing, but it wasn't. There we go.
They continue to do these studies about how the quarantine is affecting us.
Just take a look around. You should be in my house.
Well, this one looks specifically at how it's affecting you and your partner.
I feel so sorry for my wife because now I get the ability to come on down to the station and do the show. For the last, 7 weeks, she's been at home during her work from home, and I'm seeing significant mood changes.
From her?
She will never project it on anybody else. I just see her when after a day of staring at the same four walls and making sure my dinner's ready, she's just a little depressed.
Now, do you notice this when she's rubbing your feet, or?
I'll let you know, because she's going to give me a full foot rub down tonight.
If she is having mood issues, she is the closest thing to perfect I have ever seen.
Yeah, and she fights it off. Like this morning, she was in a great mood.
Why is that? You let her give you a neck rub? Or?
She did that, too. No, she's just trying to pump herself up. This is getting to everybody.
Well, if this doesn't cheer you up, I don't know what possibly could. I don't even care if the story is true. I am just grateful that I can bring you this headline.
What?
Did Eddie Van Halen once pull a gun on Fred Durst?
I hope he did. I shouldn't say that, but that's an inside thought.
And finally, a man who got into a 120-mile-an-hour police chase said it's all a big misunderstanding.
Sure.
Perfectly reasonable excuse.
Sure.
We'll tell you what it is. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. You know, laughter, especially today, I could use some laughter, is very important to us. That's why we now bring to you the 4 o'clock fluffer. You all right?
Yeah, I don't have a cough switch.
Okay.
It's a habit now.
Yeah.
I always clear my throat before I go into one of these segments.
Yeah. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm on the phone.
Hi.
They're saying hi to you, Haney.
Yeah.
Hi.
Well, the reopening of America. Hair salons are opening in select states today.
Yeah, I think Georgia.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs you're at a bad hair salon.
Top signs you're at a bad hair salon.
Their company name is not a bad pun.
Was that? Sorry about
that. You know, like, it's not called Hair Today, Hair Tomorrow.
Yep, I get
you know, Hair Force One.
Hair Force One. There we go. That's what we need.
All of the male stylists working there seem to be into chicks.
Give him that rim shot.
Thank you. They're a full-service salon.
Yeah.
Employees lick the scissors clean. Your stylist doesn't even attempt to make completely inane chit-chat.
Rim shot. Okay. Thank you.
No matter what kind of haircut you request, you walk out looking like a slightly worse version of Joe Exotic.
Yeah.
Your barber is wearing gloves and a face mask.
Yeah.
And nothing else.
You all right?
I'm fine. It's a great day,
yeah.
And we're all in this together. Mixed in with all the hair on the floor are random pieces of hair. It's called Sorta Okay Sam's. And finally, the very top sign, you're at a bad hair salon.
Yes.
There are no mirrors there.
No.
Much like a misguided NFL general manager, they tell you to trust the process.
That's your bad, not mine.
And bag. That, my friends, is the 4 o'clock
fluffer.
Elvis has left the building.
Thank you. Email time. Email ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
What?
ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Right, we don't have any typewriter music today.
That's easily done if Rob could just search for it.
What is it called?
A typewriter song.
Is that what it's called? Typewriter song?
I don't remember. It's been decades since I had to look that up.
Yeah, I know. Do you see it there, Rob? Typewriter song?
No, it's not coming up.
That's not coming up. How about Jerry Lewis typewriter song? Because he used that in his movie. Maybe let's see if that comes. I want to make a good effort at this. I want it to make it sound as good as normal. No.
Yes. Should be fine.
No. He can't find it. It's all right. I'll just read the emails. Cold.
You'll just soldier on
I'll
like
just soldier
we do.
On. This is something I want to go and find out. And Rob, I'm going to ask you to find it. You don't have to play it. You don't have to listen to it. Just send it to my email.
Hey, Rob.
What?
Yes.
Look for Leroy Anderson, the typewriter.
Leroy Anderson, the typewriter. Let's see if that pops up. You all right, Haney?
No.
Do you see it there? No, it's not there, Haney.
Oh, for.
Now.
It's a simple request.
I know it is, but it's technical difficulties today, Haney. That's why you don't have a cough switch and you're on the phone. Now, Rob, I would like you to find
Leroy. Tell him Leroy.
You can hear
Anderson.
Everything you're saying.
It is called The Typewriter by Leroy Anderson. Typewriter.
Yeah. Did you find it? Ah, there it is.
Oh, for crying out.
It's on the Decca label.
I think it's roulette, actually.
No, I'm looking at the label right here.
Oh, okay.
Decca. But I would like Rob to, if he can find the segment and send it to me, when we had Kreskin on in January, because Steve writes, ahoy, guys, I was wondering if Kreskin gave any kind of warning about the pandemic during your interview with him this year. I know you had
That's
him
a
on,
good point.
But had to reschedule him a couple of times, and I didn't get to hear the full interview. Now, the thing with Kreskin is he can say 5,000 things in 10 minutes, but he may have alluded to it, and I want to go over his conversation with us with a fine-tooth comb and see if he said anything about, geez, what the hell's happening this year? Because we bring him in, want to find out what the year's about.
Because he's nailed stuff in the past.
Yes, he has. And I want to listen to what he has to say. This is from our super fan, Scott. He writes, hey, guys, I hope Haney is satisfied with the Finns draft. Although it was a little too sob story for my taste, I guess it's because I have been raised to have the black calluses on my heart that come from listening to this show for so long. Let me just say that I live in Naples, and those college boys seem to have a nicer house than I do. Must be the booster money. Love you guys, Rob included. Signed, Scott from Naples.
Yeah, Scott, you know, when it becomes known that you have a potential NFL player in the family, loans become much easier to come by.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you know it. We had our question of the week yesterday, which was submitted by a listener. Wanted to know the first time that they heard us on the radio. A lot of responses. This is from Tom. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I first started listening to y'all about 2 years ago. I had just moved to Lake Placid and was transferred to an office in Miramar. Once every 2 weeks when I drove from Miramar to Lake Placid, I would surf the dial. I came across your show around 2 years ago and stopped surfing. Now I listen all the time via the internet. Love the show. Future longtime listener, signed Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Let's see. This is from Janet in Fort Myers. Guys, thanks for the chance to answer the question of the week. I'm sure I found K-Rock at the suggestion of the DJ at Orange 107 out of Lehigh. His name was Jay. We were buddies. I have been listening since the old morning days with Joe, Stan, and Haney. And I can remember when Mark was just a guy that came in and was producing the show. I sensed back then there was animosity between Stan and Haney. let's see.
Well, you know, it's always that way. I was the first pick in the 1993 draft, and...
I've enjoyed watching the two of you grow closer than any brothers I know and listen practically every day, especially now that I've been able to retire. Great to see Mark enjoying his pool time. Stand back in the studio where he belongs. Thanks for years of entertainment. Birthday bashes, the Buzzards, and even Serena Williams. You guys are the best. Signed, Janet.
That is wonderful. And you see, I am enjoying the time poolside, and Stan enjoys being in the studio. Because Stan's philosophy of life is that you must be punished for a good portion of the day before you can go home and feel good about it.
That's the way I look at it.
You must be punished or you don't appreciate
things. So you enjoy what you've got.
But you must be punished.
Correct. Oh, I think with this one, we're going to need a stick pin. Stick pin, Rob. This is from John. Ahoy, guys. I tried calling yesterday but couldn't make it on the show. The lines were busy. I first learned of you guys in 2014 when I was preparing to move to Southwest Florida, and I wanted to listen to different radio stations from the area. I stumbled upon 96K Rock, and you guys were on the air, and, well, the rest is history. Unfortunately, I don't live down there anymore, but I listen when I can up here in Auburn, New York. Auburn, New York. Stickpin, Auburn, New York. I hope to come back again and maybe one day meet you guys in person. Take care. Stay safe. All the best. Signed, John, Auburn, New York.
That's awesome. We got another stick pin.
Yep. La, da, da. This is actually a pretty good email, too. I mean, they were just pouring in. Hey, guys, this is Carlos. I used to live in the Cape back in 2006 to 2012, where I became a fan of your show. I was happily married, but I remember you guys saying all women are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It, and then you went on to say, it's how much crazy can you take? Well, I had enough in 2012 and hauled ass. I live in Miami now. I stopped listening to your show because I left the area with a really bad taste in my mouth. It wasn't your fault, but I downloaded the 96K Rock app, and now I listen every day and still say you guys are absolutely the best. You make me laugh and get through a lot of tough times. I'll call in soon. Keep rocking. Your pal. I miss you guys, but not anymore. Signed, Carlos.
Thank you, Carlos. You know, these are all lessons we learn in life, and there's a certain way we learn them, Stan.
Yep, yep. The easy way or the hard way?
The hard way.
Oh, look at this. We got an email from The Guardian. That's. Are you able to do both?
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, you can. The Guardian says, ahoy, gentlemen. Well, guys, let's see. The first time I heard you guys was in 1996 or 97. I found you flipping around the dial. I used to come down here to the area to work, but then I would go home to Bradenton. There was no way to pick you up there. Then in 1998, I was promoted to manager and have been listening ever since. Now, the first time we met, you were at the casino for a meet and greet. I remember meeting you, Stan. You were outside leaning against a wall smoking a cigarette. Meeting Haney was a little while later. So far, it's been a great ride. Thanks, you guys. You're the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus. We love you, Guardian.
We're going to take a break. Thank you for finding that. Rob, just out of, for future reference, let's save that. And in case there's something wrong with Haney's box or he's via the phone, we can have it ready.
Well, he made it far more difficult than it needed to be.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
I hope you'll be reprimanding him as we go to break.
Yes, I will. You know what? He needs it right now.
Well, we both know he needs a firm hand.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We're the 11th pick in the NFL draft. The Miami Dolphins select
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday edition of the Stan and Haney show. In just a second, I'm going to tell you about a feature that is at 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app. You know, you're at home, you're not going outside, you're social distancing, and K-Rock has a whole section for you gamers. I'll give you the details in just a second. Taking a look at traffic in Southwest Florida again, and this is a good thing if it's for real. Nothing to report. All clear. Right now, we'll give it another eyeball in about 30 minutes. I was telling about this, and Haney and I knew about this, that there's a whole section at 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app designed just for gamers. It's called Checkpoint XP. Checkpoint XP. It features games, news, podcasts, plus the Checkpoint XP video game bracket challenge. Now, if you want more information, you just go to 96krock.com or the K-Rock mobile app. Of course, the NFL draft was last night. It continues today. And shockingly, another call, and he's welcome on this show anytime, Broadway Joe, who's been eyeballing this NFL draft. Broadway Joe! Where are you? Hello? 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 See if we can get Broadway back on. That was rather disappointing. Let me see if I can get his intro ready, too. Stand by. everything that can go wrong today is going wrong. I'm about ready to just throw the towel in. You know, it's one of those days where nothing's working. Now let's try this again. And I got his intro.
And now here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe.
Hey,
Broadway. I thought I saw you on the line and said you wanted to come on, and then there was nobody there.
I was there. I could hear you fumbling around, but you couldn't hear me.
Where are you? Are you at home? Did you watch the draft on TV?
Yes, and, you know, I really need publicity these days, and I thought I'd give you my thoughts on the NFL draft.
All right. Now, keep in mind, I still have on a sealed piece of paper the person that you thought was going to be the dark horse, the one that was going to make all the difference in the world. Now, I don't even remember who it was. I have it sealed in a piece of paper.
That wasn't me. That was Mark Haney.
No, it wasn't. Was it? Hold on. Do you know anything about this guy? Not Haney. I'm talking about this guy he was talking about.
Yeah, I looked him up. The guy does nothing but get interception.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry. I got it confused. I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Well, you know what, brother? It happens to all of us. And I got to tell you, by the time you need that hyperbaric chamber, it's really downhill from there.
I think I need it now. So what did you see? You saw the draft. I didn't watch it because I find it boring.
You and me both, pal, but there's money to be made. If you don't mind, the Dolphins had three picks in the first round.
Uh-huh.
I'd really like to focus on their second pick.
Yeah,
in
the first round. First pick they took Tua out of Alabama.
I'd rather not talk about the first pick or the last pick. If we can just focus on that second pick, I'd be real happy.
All right. Who was the second pick?
A young man by the name of Austin Jackson.
Austin Jackson.
And I really like him. Those other two picks,
yeah.
I'd rather not address them so much.
Well, they were first-round picks, Broadway.
Do we really have to talk about them?
No, we don't. You called me.
Well, if we must, their first pick was, of course, quarterback from Alabama. Some say the best since Joe Namath.
Yeah, I heard that.
And, of course, his name is...
You don't have to, and don't worry about the third guy either. I don't want to tax you. Let's talk about it.
So
let's just
quarterback's name is
they just call him Tua.
Tua Mananga Hila Hula Hala.
Was the quarterback out of Alabama. Couldn't play in the bowl game. He was hurt.
Tangi Bolia.
Okay.
Bolia. Is that it?
I know who you're talking about.
The second pick that I love, Austin Jackson,
out
of Southern California.
Right.
And then the third
pick.
Who was
third?
His name is Noah.
Noah what?
Noah... Inga Boogie Bunga Sam Louis.
What do we know about him?
Well, what we know about him is his parents both hailed from Nigeria.
Uh-huh.
You probably couldn't tell from the name.
Uh-huh.
But both his mother and father were Olympic athletes,
oh.
And that evidently got somebody in Miami really excited because nobody saw Noah Inga Buka being taken that high.
So there was really nobody was expecting that, and the Dolphins figuring, what the hell, we've made worse moves before, picked him in the first round.
I got to be honest. I love the pick of Austin Jackson.
Yeah, sure. You know, that sounds like a player we can work with.
And that's a player we can talk about all day, Austin Jackson. But you look at the depth that Miami went to acquire these picks. And two of those picks, not Tua Hunga Hungi, but two of the picks.
Yeah.
Not two, but two of the picks.
Not two, but two of the picks.
Yes.
Yes, are what?
They traded their all-pro left tackle. And their Pro Bowl corner.
Uh-huh. Who are they?
In order, and that was Laremy Tonsils and Minkay Fitzpatrick.
Okay, Fitzpatrick.
Minkay Fitzpatrick.
Okay. And they got rid of those guys. They traded them off.
Well, they traded both of these that are fine players and then drafted players at basically the same position. So what was that exercise for? I don't know.
So they traded them for two guys who play the same position?
Exactly.
That
now,
makes no
Austin
sense.
Jackson. Let's talk about Austin Jackson.
That's
for
somebody
a second.
That we can talk about.
Absolutely. A lot of people felt like he was taken too high, but I don't care. I love Austin Jackson.
Yeah, you can talk about him all day.
Absolutely. Austin Jackson, he's 6'5, 310. 25 starts at left tackle, Southern California. But the interesting thing about it is he won't be old enough to drink a beer until next month.
Yeah, but how many years did he play in college?
Well, let's see. He played in 39 games, starting 25 of them.
So
it's not as if he's never played football, but he's very, very young to be coming into the league.
Yeah, because there's a certain age. If you go from high school, you're 18, then you go and you have 4 years in college. Maybe you're, a red-shirted freshman. But you go and you're 19, 20, 21, 22. By the time you graduate, well, you get drafted, you're 22 years old, maybe even as old as 23 before going into the NFL. How old is he, Austin Jackson?
He turns 21 next month.
So he's like, did he get out of high school early? Is he a whiz kid? What is he?
I don't know, but they say he may not be great now, but he might be someday.
Okay. Now, the Dolphins' overall first pick, is he healthy? What's his name? The guy from Alabama, the one that had the hurt arm?
Well, of course, we all know number 13 there from Alabama.
Yeah.
You know, he's a famous guy by the name of too long, man. He, Holy Hula.
Holy. Now.
Is it Taganaga Viola or is it Tungawunga Viola?
Now, you know this stuff because, let me tell you something, the Jets did know about your bad knee. Now, the Dolphins know about his bad arm, but did they get some information that he's completely healed and we're kind of like, you know, just waiting to see if he was going to be grabbed and they know he's healthy?
Well, I think that they had their physicians at the combine. They got as close a look as they're going to get. But the ceiling, where I looked at Joe Burrow and Tua Tagovailoa,
yeah, Victrola. Uh-huh.
I look at them as 1 and 1A. I think they both have really high ceilings, and then the drop-off at the quarterback position is off a cliff. And right. So I think they should be very happy with having drafted
and the third pick, who is that?
Well, that's a very interesting young man, very speedy, and as I said, his parents both Olympians. His name is Noah
right, you know
what? Fast as lightning, Sam.
I appreciate you calling in, Broadway, with your analysis on the Dolphins' three picks.
Well, and I'm happy to do it. I will say I thought the Jets pick, let me put this in perspective for you. Yes. Interestingly, there was only one player when I was playing that frightened me, and that was Mike Curtis of the Baltimore Colts, and he just passed away this week.
Yeah.
So God bless him and his family. But I can't say I was truly scared until last night. The player the Jets took.
Yeah.
His name is Mukai Beekton. The man is 6'8", 364 pounds.
Well, that was unheard of in your day.
And they showed his game tape.
Yeah.
And I think somebody's going to get hurt. He doesn't block people. He just throws them to the ground and stands over them.
Well, then that's good news for the New York Jets.
Well, as long as they can keep him from eating, because, you know, they showed a live shot of his house with his father, and boy, that's a big hoss there.
All right, Broadway. Thank you.
And congratulations to my newest Miami Dolphins, Tunga Munga Tunga Vunga, Austin Jackson, and Noah Inga Buga Guga Waga.
We'll be back.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Well, hey there, everybody. Stan and Haney. Let me go to the phone where Mark Haney's hanging out. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
We, along with just about every station here at Broadcast House, having technical difficulties. That's why my friend Haney, who's here today, calling on the phone for social distancing. And we're trying to make the best of it. Bringing entertainment to you folks at home or
well,
in your car.
That's a stupid question.
That came out of Collier County, remember?
Yep. Homegrown.
Yeah, homegrown. They're everywhere, including here. Oh,
date?
God.
Date?
Yeah, date? I'll see you later in handcuffs. Oh.
That made perfect sense at the time.
Yep, it sure did to him. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, a couple of things on the board. One should be definitely in the clearing stages now. It's a crash, Bonita Springs, Bonita Beach Road, Southeast, and Imperial Parkway. One more, a crash, Fort Myers Beach, the 1100 block of Shrimp Boat Lane, right at Gulf Shrimp Incorporated. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. Yeah.
You're right.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, April 24th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
All right.
When's the last time you bought silverware, Stan?
Oh, geez. 10, 15 years ago?
You have any idea who made it?
I only know of one silverware company, and because I see it on QVC all the time. Oneida.
Aha!
They go and they show you the whole set, because a lot of times it's a 54-set deal, and they hold it up so that the studio lights will reflect off of it. If it's a shiny chrome or if it's like a brushed, they don't do that. But then they show you that it's got carving knives and serving spoons. And
do they explain all the wonderful things you can do with a fork and a spoon?
With this fork, look at the length of the teeth. You could really very easily stab a piece of meat with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Oneida Limited is one of the biggest silverware manufacturers in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And it started out as basically a cult.
A religious cult?
Yes. It was founded in the late 1800s as a commune in Oneida, New York, where people practiced a new religion called perfectionism.
Yep, where you learned that the different types of fork, whether it was a dessert fork or a entree fork or a salad fork.
Yes, but that was secondary focus to the fact that they all lived in one communal home and believed strongly in free love.
That's that the exact opposite of what Koresh wanted, right?
Yep. That is, until the founder was forced to flee to Canada to avoid statutory rape charges. And, well, that was pretty much the end of the religion. However, they realized they were onto something with the silverware, and it continues to this day.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest name in silverware.
And as you alluded to, it's a story we know all too well. Estero was founded as a cult, and you can go to the state park and learn all about it.
It's the truth. It was Estero was a cult right there at Coruscant.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name, Dr. Teague?
Dr. Cyrus Teague, who believed that what we are standing on is actually the inside of the Earth, and the stars are at the center of the Earth.
And they were there. At least some people were there for a long time.
Yeah, regardless of what they believed, they were putting out a newspaper. They had their own electricity. They were light years ahead of Fort Myers.
Their own general store?
Yep. Band?
Yep.
They put on plays. They were way ahead of the game.
Yep, and now it's a nice camping site.
Mm-hmm. You know, we often note that we live in a litigious society. How often do you suppose Walmart gets sued per day?
Oh, geez. With all the Walmart stores, I don't have, let's say 10 times a day.
Double it.
20 times a day?
Yeah. Most of it, employees filing discrimination claims or lawsuits about overtime pay.
20 times a day a lawsuit is filed against Walmart.
Yeah. Think about all that lost productivity. They got to have like a full-time legal department to deal with all the nonsense.
Oh, I'm sure they do. And by the way, did you see Avenatti got released from jail because of the corona? Cosby, Bill Cosby, remains locked up.
Yeah. And, well, we don't need to bring up Manafort.
Nope. Remains locked up. Avenatti out. That Michael Cohen attorney, out.
But nothing's crooked. Nothing to see here, folks.
Meanwhile, the cause still serving time.
And what is that accomplishing?
Nothing. The guy is in his 80s.
You know, I may not know much, but I do know this. Ladies love the loofah.
Yes. Look, if you got a girlfriend or wife, look in the shower, and I can guarantee you there's a loofah. Rob, do you get over at your place? If we were in, went to your bathroom, would we find a loofah, Rob? Would there be a loofah in the show household?
There's, God, I think we have two or three per shower.
Yep.
I'm surrounded by loofahs. No washcloths, but loofahs everywhere.
Women love loofahs.
You ever wonder what the hell that is?
I want to say it's some kind of sea thing, like something from the ocean that they go and dry out or something.
Well, loofahs are made out of a dried tropical gourd called the loofah.
It's a gourd?
Yes.
Are you telling me in the pumpkin family?
Yes. They say before they're all dried out, they look like giant cucumbers.
Oh, I'm looking at a picture right now, and it does, until you slice it open, and it's got all that porous area in there.
Indeed.
A gourd.
Yep. How are we doing on time, by the way?
You can take a break in about a minute and a half.
Perfect. Time now for This Week in Science.
Science, science. Sorry, Rob. Science.
Science.
Thank you.
You know, ever since this whole coronavirus thing started, there has been an underreported undercurrent. In China, they said that very, very few of the victims of coronavirus were smokers. And, you know, you and I started bouncing it around going, hey, maybe instead of smoking being a bad thing, maybe that's all that's keeping us alive.
That's right.
Well, now a hospital in Paris has found only 5% of their coronavirus patients were smokers.
And France is a heavy, heavy smoking country.
Yep. So now researchers from France are starting a test to determine if nicotine somehow blocks the virus from entering cells. Yay!
Yay! Yeah. What about a disinfectant in the veins?
That makes sense to me. But I'm not a doctor.
Right.
For the first time ever, this is a big deal. For the first time ever, an aquarium in Tampa was able to successfully grow coral.
Oh, that is huge.
Specifically, ridged cactus coral. And they're very enthusiastic about this, as you might imagine, about somehow using this discovery to rebuild the Great Florida Reef.
Because so much of it is dead and damaged, and we're losing a lot of it still, and because they would always tell you, once it's dead, it doesn't come back.
Yep. And, you know, when it's at full strength, the Great Florida Reef is one of the largest coral reefs in the entire world.
That is good news right there.
It sure is. In a moment.
96 K-Rock. Everything that rocks. Commercial free every weekday at noon. Starting with the Hairball. The best in 80s rock. Starting at noon on 96 K-Rock, everything that rocks.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Three of them.
According to a new survey, the key to a solid relationship is getting the hell away from each other.
That's basic. That's common knowledge.
According to a new survey, 1 in 8 people who are currently locked down with their partner say it's causing them to doubt their own judgment when it comes to relationships.
I wouldn't go that far, but 1 in 8, okay.
Unfortunately, that jumps to 1 in 5 people when you look at the prime childbearing years of 20 to 25 to 34.
Look at Rob over there trembling.
Well, I'm sorry to say it doesn't get better, Rob. The survey also found that 27% of people are currently finding their significant other outright annoying. And, you know, relationships take work to remain neutral.
Yep, it does. It takes work. And the thing is, and you and I have always said it, Haney, you know, fine, but you got to have your own thing a little bit. You know, a guy, you know, go out and play golf or go and, like you like to do, go play video games for a few hours or with the ladies, go have a tea or do something that's not with your significant other, and it works out so much better.
Mm-hmm. Who among us at one time or another hasn't thought about causing Fred Durst grievous bodily harm?
Yeah, we all have. It's all, you know, even if you don't say it out loud, you're thinking it.
It appears Eddie Van Halen came close to doing it. That's according to a new book about Eddie that is out now.
I wonder if that new book tells the whole truth.
Oh, I don't think we'll ever get the whole truth about Eddie. It's too difficult. Supposedly, Eddie and Fred met at a party, and someone thought it would be a great idea for the two of them to jam together.
Right on.
Durst said it would be, quote, the greatest guitar player ever, playing with the worst band ever. But Eddie was in a good mood and agreed to do it. The jam began, but it didn't last long because Eddie got mad that people were smoking pot. And he left without any of his gear.
Yeah, this is an 8-pack-a-day smoker.
He tried to get in touch with Fred to get his gear back. But after 24 hours of not being able to reach him, well, at that point, Eddie did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
Drove back to the house with a gun. The author tells us Eddie told him, quote, "That a-hole answered the door. I put my gun to that stupid effing red hat of his, and I said, where's my mother?"
Hey.
Suffice it to say, Eddie got his gear back immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, I was always jealous of Eddie Van Halen stealing that Valerie Bertinelli.
And also being the greatest guitar player. There's a lot to be jealous of there.
Yeah, a lot to be jealous of.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, police in Elkhart County, Indiana, tried to pull over 25-year-old Musab al-Hussein of Minneapolis on Wednesday night when they spotted Musab in his red Ford Mustang doing 120 miles an hour.
Jeez.
Now, I say they tried to pull him over. But Mr. al-Hussein kept going, and it ended up as a 25-mile high-speed chase with police.
Jeez.
When he finally stopped, he was in a very good mood and very surprised when the police seemed upset because Musab thought they simply wanted to drag race.
Yeah.
He was told to watch his head as he was taken away to never be seen again.
That's right. What's his name?
Musab al-Hussein.
Yeah, I believe birth name. He's from Minnesota. I believe birth name, Eddie Jefferson.
Well, no, that's his second ID. That's what he uses when he wants to fly. And that's the news for today, Friday, April 24th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Here he is, little Marky Haney, telling it
like it is. Mark, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
All right, we're gonna take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station.
Thank you.
We would like to.
Yeah.
But we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Mm. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your week with us. Greatly appreciate it. Rob's show going to be coming up at 6 o'clock, and he will have a 6 o'clock safe word for you. Could get you $500 in cash. Let's get one more look at traffic. All clear. All clear. Other than a couple of updates a half hour ago, everything is clear. And that's good news. Their first new song in 8 years. It's called Ghost Town. It's brand new from the Rolling Stones.
Whoa, whoa. now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I went to this house party once, and it turns out Lars Ulrich from Metallica was there. He was the drummer from Metallica. And we're all hanging out, and it's crazy, because this guy is like, I grew up loving this dude. I just, like, it was one of my favorite drummers of all time. Not so much anymore. And it was like, it was kind of crazy. I was like, this is really crazy. This is Lars Ulrich. And he's trying to tell us a song. We're like, oh, we don't have it. And this is a while back, too, this happened. And we're next to a computer. He's like, oh, does that computer go online? And I was like, yeah. If it didn't, I'd throw it out the window. What good would it do me? If it didn't, he's like, oh, well, anyway, yeah, I'll download that song. Now, here's the thing you got to know. This is pre-iTunes. To say the words, I'm going to download a song, was illegal. Mainly in part two, Lars Ulrich. This is the guy that made it so no one could do that. The people that did, he sued them. He sued fans of him. He's like, understands it's kind of weird. And he's like, oh, no, it's cool. I kind of have an ultimate hall pass when it comes to this thing. And then he was just like, I could do this. And then I was like, you know what? If anyone could do that, it's not you. That's like Hitler. Yeah.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we're back here on Monday, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you with this.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe.
Hey,
Broadway. I thought I saw you on the line and said you wanted to come on, and then there was nobody there.
I was there. I could hear you fumbling around, but you couldn't hear me.
Yeah. Where are you? Are you at home? Did you watch the draft on TV?
Yes, and I really need publicity these days, and I thought I'd give you my thoughts on the NFL draft.
All right, now keep in mind, I still have on a sealed piece of paper the person that you thought was going to be the dark horse, the one that was going to make all the difference in the world. Now, I don't even remember who it was. I have it sealed in a piece of paper.
That wasn't me. That was Mark Haney.
No, it wasn't. Was it? Hold on. Do you know anything about this guy? Not Haney. I'm talking about this guy he was talking about.
Yeah, I looked him up. The guy does nothing but get interception.
All right. Okay, I'm sorry. I got it confused. I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Well, you know what, brother? It happens to all of us. And I got to tell you, by the time you need that hyperbaric chamber, it's really downhill from there.
I think I need it now. So what did you see? You saw the draft. I didn't watch it because I find it boring.
You and me both, Kyle, but there's money to be made. If you don't mind, the Dolphins had three picks in the first round.
Uh-huh.
I'd really like to focus on their second pick.
Yeah,
in
the first round. First pick they took Tua out of Alabama,
I'd rather not talk about the first pick or the last pick. If we can just focus on that second pick, I'd be real happy.
All right. Who was the second pick?
A young man by the name of Austin Jackson.
Austin Jackson.
And I really like him. Those other two picks,
yeah.
I'd rather not address them so much.
Well, they were first-round picks, Broadway.
Do we really have to talk about them?
No, we don't. You called me.
Well, if we must, their first pick was, of course, quarterback from Alabama. Some say the best since Joe Namath.
Yeah, I heard that.
And, of course, his name is...
Yeah. You don't have to, and don't worry about the third guy either. I don't want to tax you. Let's talk about it.
So the,
let's
the
just
quarterback's
talk.
Name is
I just call him Tua.
Tua Mananga Hila Hula Hala.
He's was the quarterback out of Alabama. Couldn't play in the bowl game. He was hurt.
Tangi Bolia.
Okay.
Bolia. Is that it?
I know who you're talking about. Who did
the second pick that I love, Austin Jackson out of Southern California.
Right.
And then the third
pick. Who was
pick.
Third?
His name is Noah.
Noah what?
Noah Inga Boogie Bunga Sam Louis.
What do we know about him?
Well, what we know about him is his parents both hail from Nigeria.
Uh-huh.
You probably couldn't tell from the name.
Uh-huh.
But both his mother and father were Olympic athletes,
oh.
And that evidently got somebody in Miami really excited because nobody saw Noah Inga being taken that high.
So there was really nobody was expecting that, and the Dolphins figuring, what the hell, we've made worse moves before, picked him in the first round.
I got to be honest. I love the pick of Austin Jackson.
Yeah, sure. You know, that sounds like a player we can work with.
And that's a player we can talk about all day. Austin Jackson.
All right, Broadway. Thank you.
And congratulations to my newest Miami Dolphins, Tunga Munga Tunga Vunga, Austin Jackson, and Noah Inga Buga Guga Waga.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.